With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. While visiting with troops at Fort Bragg, North Carolina today, President Trump was asked if he wants to see regime change in Iran.
Seems like that would be the best thing that could happen. For 47 years, they've been talking and talking and talking. In the meantime, we've lost a lot of lives while they talk, and legs blown off, arms blown off, faces blown off. It's been going on for a long time, so let's see what happens.
Trump said the USS Gerald R. Ford, the world's largest aircraft carrier, is being sent from the Caribbean Sea to the Mideast to join other warships and military assets the U.S. has built up in the region. The Trump administration is taking legal action against Harvard.
The lawsuit says the Ivy League school has refused to provide admissions records that the Justice Department demanded. The DOJ is trying to ensure that Harvard has stopped using affirmative action in admissions. The lawsuit says that Harvard has, quote unquote, thwarted efforts to investigate potential discrimination. It's asking a judge to order the university to turn over the records. This is the latest salvo in President Trump's standoff with Harvard, which has faced billions of dollars in funding cuts and other sanctions after it rejected a list of demands from the administration last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
Another shutdown for parts of the federal government is expected this weekend. Funding for the Department of Homeland Security is set to expire Saturday as lawmakers debate new restrictions on President Trump's immigration enforcement agenda. The White House has been negotiating with the Democrats, but the two sides failed to reach a deal by the deadline. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 48 points, the Nasdaq dropped 50, the S&P 500 advanced by 3 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be in South America this weekend.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Ushuaia, Argentina on both Saturday and Sunday. Ushuaia is a small town at the very southern tip of Argentina, often used as a jumping-off point for trips to Antarctica. Graham will be accompanied by several contemporary Christian music groups, and local churches are organizing the event.
Correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. LGBT activists are complaining about commentators at the Winter Olympics misgendering a woman living as a man. Ellis Lundholm of Sweden is a female skier who's living as a man. However, because she's competing in the women's division, not against the men, there's often confusion in the broadcasting booth. Because Lundholm is a biological woman, there's been no controversy surrounding her participation in the Milan Cortina Games. The 23-year-old has not undergone testosterone therapy. This is SRN News. This week's death of 48-year-old actor James Vanderbeek highlights a rising trend in colorectal cancer among young adults.
While overall colorectal cancer rates have inched down in recent years, the rates for those under the age of 50 have risen. In fact, it's now the top cancer killer of Americans under 50. Doctors say people should reduce their risk by eating a healthy diet, getting screened starting at the age of 45, and don't wait to have worrisome symptoms examined. Rich Thomason reporting.
Elroy Face, an all-star reliever for the Pittsburgh Pirates who saved three games in the 1960 World Series to help them upset the New York Yankees, has died. He was 97. The Pirates announced they confirmed Face's death. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.